Kathy Griffin calls for doxing high school kids. I want names, shame them. By Justin Caruso on January 20, 2019. Comedian and far-left activist Kathy Griffin called for doxing and publicly shaming the high school students at Friday's March for Life who were accused of mocking a Native American man. Peace. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids. I want names. Shame them. If you think these fuckers wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat, think again, Kathy Griffin said in a social media post Sunday. Controversy erupted this weekend as many social media users spread a brief video clip of students from Covington Catholic High School allegedly mocking a Native American Vietnam War veteran at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on Friday. CNN and many other news outlets amplified the social media campaign with news articles about the encounter. However, as Breitbart News' Joel Polak reports, video footage of the full encounter now calls into question these earlier reports. The new footage reveals that the Native American man, Nathan Phillips, approached the students with his drum and beat it in their faces. Polak notes. Phillips also told the Washington Post he felt threatened by the teens and that they swarmed around him. But the full video makes it clear he had approached the students, who were already there, rather than the other way around. The Gateway pundit also pointed out that Phillips had been involved in similar confrontations before. Further, the students were themselves victims of racial taunts from members of Phillips' group. One man yelled at the students, "You white people, go back to Europe where you came from. This is not your land." One student wrote his own account of what happened. "I am a student at Covington Catholic and was present at the occurrence. Here's what truly happened." Griffin's effort to public shame these students is par for the course for her social media activism. Since losing many professional opportunities after she mock-beheaded President Trump in a 2017 photo, the star has committed herself to full-time Trump hatred. In 2018, she participated in the homophobic bashing of Lindsey Graham. In December, she told Trump in a social media post to shut the fuck up and prepare for prison.